This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Something happened yesterday that really captured the world's attention. The mayor of Chicago, Ms. Lightfoot, came out and said that she was hiring police and bureaucrats that pledge allegiance to the New World Order. Now, when it went super viral with millions of views on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, they put fact checks on it saying, there is no New World Order, it doesn't exist, this is out of context. But everybody could see it in the context, and so now they've removed the video. Total lifetime censorship. So what I did is, I went and pulled some of the famous quotes and videos of world leaders saying, you will not be allowed to live in the future unless you pledge allegiance to the New World Order and Lucifer. And the United Nations Chapel in New York is dedicated to Lucifer and is paid for by the Lucius Trust of Madame Blavatsky, Hitler's main advisor. That's just one story today of hundreds of incredible reports. But that's coming up. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to read you some of the famous quotes about you will not go into the new age unless you pledge allegiance to the New World Order and pledge yourself to Lucifer. And this is world leaders saying this. François Mitterrand and others. He was the French president who commissioned the Pink Pyramid at the Louvre with 666 pieces of glass. And all the bill numbers for contact tracing and implantable microchips just so happened to be 666. Because they got to leave their gang card there. Because metaphysically, they have to tell you what they're doing. So just like that, click. We're inside the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, and they're saying, hey, the lockdown's never going to end. It's going to be cycled on and cycled off. You have to carry a cell phone by law, and it'll have an app on it that tracks what you do. It's already being tested in blue cities and in blue countries, globalist countries around the world. And then we've got the big, giant enchilada. As the show was ending yesterday, I had Robert Barnes on with me. He was talking about, yeah, Trump says he'll use the military for vaccines. I hadn't seen that he just said that right before Barnes came on. I got off the air and went and watched the video, my mouth hanging open, shot a report on it that said band.video. Then I really had time to cogitate on it, and I don't agree with it, obviously, on the surface, but there is something else behind it. And as soon as I came in this morning and was reading the news, indeed, what I thought Trump is up to, he's up to. It's a very dangerous game. I have been let in on the game, and I'm not playing the game. With me, it's all full frontal assault. I just do not engage in subterfuge, except when I do it subconsciously, then I do it really well. It's not good, and I pray that God deliver me from those activities, but I don't like to lose, I'll be honest with you. But sometimes I do really nasty things, like little devil takes over for a minute, and I'm like, well, what did I just do? And later I see the effects of it. And it always works up front, but evil boomerangs back. And, well, if Trump's serious about this, how do you get off the Trump train but not be on the New World Order train? Well, see, I wouldn't be leaving Trump. He'd be leaving me. I'm not getting off the Americana, populism, Christian, freedom, self-defense, capitalist train. If Trump gets off the train, that's his problem. We just keep going. Well, there's the answer right there. It's all coming up today. Remember, the way we break the will and the back of the censors that are making their big move right now is when you share the articles, when you share the videos, and you share the links. InfoWars.com. next decade's news, next millennium's news, a pro-human future today. We'll be right back on the other side. NewsWars.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
One seven one, 171 days, the most historic election in world history. It's May 15th on this Friday, Global Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in because this is going to be one hell of a transmission. Okay, let's go ahead and lay out what we're facing and what we're dealing with. Here's the live show feed article today that I hope you'll share. And this isn't hyperbole. In fact, words cannot describe how bad this is. This is reality. This is 100% real. It's official. COVID-19 is a United Nations world government fascist takeover of humanity. Once world government is in place, the orderly extermination of humanity will be carried out by the AI genocide grid. Now, they need a total medical tyranny in place and a total censorship grid so that once their world government is in place, they can, with electromagnetic waves, with radiation, with chemicals and biologicals, accelerate the extermination of humanity. And once they get a stampede going, once they get a mass collapse going, once they know with probability and have the smart grid in place to track your execution, they will then release bioweapons and other systems, knowing that you will just simply shelter in place, waiting for the driverless trash truck to arrive with the robots that will offload, go in and put your bodies in bags, take you out, throw you in the back, and take you for processing. So this whole system is a human extermination grid. Now, I want to explain something to you. You've seen everything we've talked about come true to this point. And most people don't research what I say. They just think, oh, Jones said this. No. The Club of Rome, the CFR, the United Nations, the UN Biological Diversity Assessments, UN Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, they state that they want to get the human population down to 500 million to, quote, live in harmony with the earth. Now, that's what they tell people that are in the outer court. When you get into the deeper cult, they say, no, all humans must be gotten rid of. Humans are inherently bad, and we're going to merge with silicon and become gods. Now, I'd tell you that 26 years ago, and it sounded crazy, because these people are crazy. Now you're like, yeah, I saw that on CNN or ABC News, or I read a book about the world without humans, and they teach school kids that we're bad, and NBC News says there'll soon be no humans left by 2050 because we're going to merge with machines, and then they will get rid of the humans, and this is really their plan. And so, of course, when they said we'll be locked down for 2 weeks, it was permanent. Of course, when they push all this, it's total lies. Of course, they are counting on you believing you're complying because you're told you're a hero, when really all you're doing is collapsing the global economy. The third world is totally dependent on us. We are dependent on the third world. You cut the two, the global structure falls. A war, a world war, could not bring us to our knees like this is going to do unless nuclear weapons were used. But nuclear weapons will kill the planet for the establishment. So they're not using nuclear weapons. They're using economic warfare and psychological warfare to carry all of this out. So let me just read you some of the headlines that are coming up today. U.S. News and World Report, Trump mobilizing U.S. military to deliver coronavirus vaccine. Government could enforce who you're allowed to socialize with via tracking app. Facebook AP claims Chicago mayor pledging support to New World Order is fake news. First they put a fact check on it, now they've totally removed it. By the way, they admit the video is real. They just say she's talking about another New World Order. Yeah. China has jailed hundreds of people for questioning official coronavirus narrative. That's coming here next. NYPD assaults mom in front of child for not wearing a mask properly. South Carolina restaurant using blow-up dolls to enforce social distancing. Fresno County Sheriff won't enforce stay-at-home orders. Too busy rearresting freed criminals. Bizarre EU-funded comic book predicted pandemic with globalists as the saviors, and that was financed by the EU. Of course it was. VA bans Boy Scouts from placing flags on veterans' graves for Memorial Day, all part of the virtue signaling. Owen Schroyer kicked out of San Antonio Hall for standing up to mayor. Ocean City, New Jersey has new rules, surfing but not swimming, walking but not sunbathing, all about being a suspect. Huge food collapse operations taking place, all by design. The U.S. is in an economic death spiral. That's all coming up. And then some of the good news here. Top health officials vanish from national TV interviews as White House refocuses messaging, yes, as Trump discovers their globalist operatives for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Chi-Coms. Trump death clock showing U.S. coronavirus toll in real time is beamed on the massive Times Square billboard saying Trump is responsible for the deaths. They made it partisan. 73% of Democrats wearing masks to fight coronavirus. 59% of Republicans are. Ooh. UN demands moratorium on deportations worldwide due to coronavirus. Yes, open your borders more. Hundreds of thousands fly to the U.S. and the U.K. every week. And they're not quarantined or controlled, but you are, because you're being taught how to be a slave. And the big news, DNC Communications Director, convention must happen because we are not officially nominating Joe Biden. That was always the plan. To shoehorn in Hillary with Obama as her VP. I told you that over and over again for 3 years now. You get next year's news today again. Meanwhile, this headline's what we're going to cover first, because it ties into Trump saying he's mobilizing the military for your inoculation. And you better believe that's going to mean forced inoculation. I'm not getting off the Trump train. He's getting off the populist Americana train, if that's what he really plans. I'll break down what's really going on the other side. But this little tidbit goes with it. It's a Politico article. The coronavirus pandemic broke America. No. The UN, the WHO, the corporate media, big tech, the Democrats, the blue cities, blue states, demanding the panic, demanding the world breakdown. The panic caused the breaking of America. You broke America with economic warfare. And you're going to get the blame. You're not going to be the saviors. And all these yuppies are going to find out now they're going to lose their jobs or have them cut back to a third of what they were paid. And as the horror of the Depression dawns, right around the election, they think you're so stupid that you're going to blame Trump's policies when the whole thing was launched by the New World Order. We'll talk about Trump's pivot, at least with rhetoric, about the military and the vaccine by the election. That's all coming up. Separately, we sell high-quality, affordable food. And I told you 13 weeks ago when I really started pushing it hard, get it for the economic collapse, not for COVID-19. Now, they've got food deliveries getting to people quicker now because they've got the food, they've got to package it. And if you get your orders in, you will get it very, very quickly. They're getting ahead of schedule, but the orders are increasing. So there may come a time where they have to pause taking future orders while they get out the orders they have. Other affordable food out there is crap. It's old, or they don't have it. They take your money and then try to rope-a-dope you over the phone to keep it. We don't lie to you and say, oh, it's going to ship to you in 14 days. It's 6 weeks right now when you order on average. Most people actually get it a little bit earlier. But they have the food. They now have six factories in the United States. It's the biggest, best company. It's high quality. It lasts 25 years. It's in big plastic sealed containers with plastic containers inside. And it's what I've done for my family, and your purchase funds the InfoWar. If I was you, I would go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, and I would order a six-month, a year supply, because that's a checkbox you need to have checked off. It could be in the attic, it could be in the garage, it could be in the closet, and it can be waiting. And if things turn around and there isn't a total road warrior level collapse, like you already see in the third world, then it's some insurance you can eat. Or you can give it to the homeless or whatever. But it's high-quality food. Use it when you're camping or supplement it with your regular meals. This stuff's good. But understand this, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get your purchases in now while you still can. Because the supply chains are already breaking down. I'm going to talk about that more coming up in the final segment of this hour. It's bad. Warehouses everywhere are basically shutting or can't operate because of COVID panic. Not because of COVID. The panic. One person gets sick, whole warehouse shut down.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, next segment, I'm going to show you from the Congressional and United Nations public record that they make members of the New World Order pledge allegiance to the New World Order and to the world government for which it stands. One controlling central committee dominating the entire planet and every human on it. That is coming up. Remember William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, that said Trump was being spied on 4 years ago? I had a very interesting talk with him off record yesterday. I'll leave it at that. Here is the London Guardian from a few years ago. The ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. Hard to believe that was 6 years ago he spoke to the European Union and the British Parliament and told them that. And now you have the rollout to track and trace and watch everything you do, with even citizen brigades being set up by the UN directive. And we have the UN telling everyone what our doctors can do. It's not even the FDA. It's the UN. Doctors were always allowed to give things off-label for prescriptions. But when the UN said you can't prescribe hydroxychloroquine or you can't do this or that, they said, yes, sir. The UN came out and said, mouthwash doesn't kill viruses. Of course it does. Now the FBI's raiding people doing that. They told Listerine, you don't dare say you kill viruses, because the UN is God. And when they say jump, you say how high. Now, it was like a punch in the stomach yesterday when, after the show, I learned that President Trump had said this. Here it is.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with the vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Now, I've got a lot of problems with that, and if that's actually what Trump wants to do, then I will be forced to move that Trump be thrown off the populist train politically. Because I'm not getting off the Trump train, because this train isn't a Trump train. It's a populist pro-human train. Now, that said, I know what Trump's doing. Trump finally figured out that Fauci's deep state, Bill and Melinda Gates, UN. He finally figured out they're undermining everything, exaggerating the death numbers, adding all these people that died of other things onto the list. That's all confirmed. They even tell you they're doing that in the fine print because it's such fraud. But by telling you, you see, it's not fraud. They're hiding it in plain view. And so Trump, just like when they had the Vegas event and they had the Texas Walmart shooting, he came and he said, okay, fine. Maybe we should ban the semi-autos. Democrats, what do you want? They said, we want to ban everything. And then they got nothing. And I talked to two different NRA board members who separately said, look, we've met with the president. When there's another mass shooting, this is before Walmart in El Paso, they said he's got a tactic where he says, okay, I agree with you. Because then he's such a lightning rod, it makes the left not be energized on that topic, and it makes them drop the topic. But if Trump says, no, you're not getting the guns, then it becomes a lightning rod and helps them. So psychological warfare tactic. He's being advised by some smart people. Except that's a dangerous game because he's endorsing gun control, even though he's killing the measure. And so he knows that the blue states, the blue cities are going to come out with their own vaccines, have people sign forms that they waive their rights to sue and take them. He knows the UN is the power vacuum saying they're going to have the vaccine. So he's stepping up saying, you know what, I'm for the vaccine now. And we'll have the military do it, not the Clinton Global Initiative with a board of George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Bill and Melinda Gates, that is already recruiting through the MoveOn.org the contact tracers to get city, county, and federal money to literally come to your house. And they're using it to mobilize their Maoist forces under the guise of them being heroes enforcing social distancing. So I know why Trump did this. He did this because he sidelined Fauci and sidelined all these people. I told you that 3 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. And then he's just usurping their whole game by going, okay, the military will carry this out. And then 6 months is 100 years. People forget about it. So Trump is engaged in their own tactics at a more sophisticated level. That is what he's doing. And you notice also what he did, because I thought about this like 3 hours last night and more than 3 hours this morning. I mean, I really sat there in a room with the blinds pulled and just focusing on this and not trying to convince myself Trump's good. Because if I figured out Trump was bad, I'll come after him so fast to make your head spin. And I still think this is a very dangerous tactic, and I don't agree with it. But Trump then went on and said, oh, we're going to give it to old people first, knowing that with the adjuvant, what doesn't hurt old people as bad as it hurts young people. He's like, we're going to test it on the old people. And I say, damn right. They want to take it? Do it. And so that's what Trump's doing. He's learned that if he doesn't resist something before it's available, that it kills it. And it's a very Machiavelli move, and I don't like it. But I can see what he's doing. And by the way, I'm not twisting this into the position of agreeing with the president. The president wanted me to know what he was doing with the gun control. And he said, watch, you're going to see what happens. By us going, oh, sure, take all the guns, that only woke America up more to get Democrats to say we want everything banned. Except bolt action. Single shot. And notice, where's their gun control now? Dead. Because he didn't fight him. He went, oh, yeah, sure. Don't have the votes, though. It's still very, very dangerous. And that's what Trump's doing on this. Because Trump came out and said vaccines could be dangerous a month ago. Fauci said, oh, well, there's going to be side effects, as they know there are. They can't hide that anymore. Well, the UN back in December said, we can't hide this anymore. Too many people are hurt. Doctors don't trust us. They know they're hurt. So instead of lying about it, they're going to go, okay, it does hurt people, but it's for the greater good. We've got to do it. Because that's what they tell health department heads and bioethics boards. The boards of hospitals and clinics know this stuff. The heads of health departments. I ran into the head policy person for the Texas Board of Health, Texas Health Department, like 5 years ago on the hike and bike trail. I looked the guy's name up later, and he's like, Alex, I know vaccines kill and hurt some people, but it's overall it saves more lives. I started arguing with him about the numbers, and then he kind of got freaked out because I knew the numbers. No, folks, it's social control. And they're lowering IQs. They're lowering immunity. These things are killing us, and they're tainted with cancer viruses, you name it. It's a nightmare. We're living less, not longer, folks. These people are killing us. So you're walking on the fighting side of me with these forced inoculations to get on airplanes or have a job. And we're going to have to go to physical revolution if they try this. So whoever puts their name on it is an enemy of America and an enemy of the Republic. I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well,
Now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality herbal food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWars. Get your herbal food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You don't love it, leave it.
You don't love it, leave it. Let this song that
I'm singing be a warning to you.
When you're running down our country, you're walking.
All right, thank you, Merle Haggard.
Right inside of me.
All right, I'm going to cover something that is the most paramount issue in the universe. As Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody. You got to serve something. I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ. And I live in America, and I know the fight this country's been through and its special destiny, so I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, the oath to the New World Order is secret, but the oath to the UN is public. But I have been asked to give the oath when they offered me a sellout plan, and it was directly to Lucifer. Now, Mark Dice thought I was crazy when I told him that 20 years ago until it happened to him when he was about to get a top TV show deal, and I knew who was involved. I mean, I knew the company. It happened. They said, Mark, this isn't something because you're a Christian. We're not just doing this to run you off. We want to do this show with you, but we need you to pledge allegiance to Lucifer. He runs things. So I didn't get up to what the oath is, but I can assure you there is an oath to Lucifer. Now, the reason I'm covering this is it's in the news today. So let's cover it right now. This is from a global nation, director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. This is a book put out by the UN. Here's some more quotes. Arthur Schlesinger. We are not going to achieve a New World Order without paying for it in blood as well as words and money. And they go on here to talk about pledging yourself to the New World Order. They talk about using an alien threat, a biological weapons threat, or an economic collapse threat to make us all pledge allegiance to our world government. Now, by the way, when I first was reading this stuff when I was a teenager, I remember asking my dad, I said, is this all true? And he said, yeah, why don't you go to a law library, a big university library, and why don't you see it for yourself? So by the time I hit about 18, I would go down, because this is important stuff, and I'd go to the UT library, and I actually pulled these books out. And years later, I went down there and shot footage of this and put it in my films. And I pulled these books, and I pulled the UN documents. These aren't just quotes off the Internet. They said this stuff. In Congress, they said you've got to pledge allegiance to the New World Order. But hey, you don't need to hear that from me. You've seen Lightfoot, the mayor of the once great city, Chicago, up there saying she can go out in public, but you can't. If she catches you, you're going to jail. They let the murderers, the rapists, the child molesters out. And she put a video out herself saying that she had an executive order to take over to get the police and everybody under her control in the New World Order, to then pledge allegiance to the New World Order. Well, Facebook, Twitter, Google said, oh, they'll fact check. She didn't mean that. People saw the video and it backfired, so they've removed the video. That's why it's now at Banned on Video. But again, she's not just saying this. You pledge allegiance to it. Don't you know if you were a Chinese spy, you pledge allegiance to that? Don't you know that if you're in a devil cult, you pledge allegiance? If you're in MS-13, you pledge allegiance. You swear an oath that you join the U.S. military. All organizations have oaths. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. These are globalists trying to bankrupt the country, trying to keep it locked down. They admit that's their plan. Bill Maher's gone on TV and said, I want a depression to punish Trump supporters. That's what this is. COVID-19 is a souped-up cold virus, and they count everybody that dies as dying of COVID-19. That's all confirmed. So the response is a hoax, but the collapse is real. So I'm going to play you a clip of her, and then I'm going to play you a five-minute compilation that we finished up in like 2013. This is on our computers. This is just up until that point of people saying the New World Order is world government and that you must accept it. Francois Mitterrand pledged that the New World Order was a ritual to Lucifer. You can pull that up. I've got the quotes right here. He put that in a book he wrote. And I had Nightline here once interviewing me. They go, there's no New World Order. I showed them a bunch of clips, the clips you're about to see. And the host of Nightline looked at me and he goes, Alex, that's a different world government than you're talking about. It's called gaslighting. Now, here's the deal. If this was a New World Order bringing capitalist society and empowerment and pro-human future, if it was better in America, I'd say, hey, I'm no longer an American. I sign up with these dudes. This thing is horrible. End of civilization, pedophile Satanism. I will fight to the death against these people because it's spiritual death to go along with them. But here she is with pleasure because like Brian Stelter or Hillary Clinton or any of these people or Oliver Darcy, they want power because they're weak. They have signed on with the world government system. And the Pope is saying Christianity, you know, needs to open up to Islam and that the families, you know, all this. Everything's under attack now. The enemy has uncloaked. It's taken over all the major institutions. It's censoring everything. And I'm freaked out that InfoWars is one of the last ragtag groups that didn't sell out. Because I already sold out to Christ. And that does not mean those whore churches that are the biggest dens of devils you will find. Almost all churches are now demonic command bases, fire bases. The enemy has taken everything over except your heart and your soul and your connection to God. You open up. You can defeat the enemy anytime by letting God do it for you. Commit yourself into Christ's hands. This is a satanic enemy we're fighting. So here is this true servant of Satan being protected from her own words because you're not supposed to know about the Luciferian initiation. Here it is.
One, I'm thinking about an executive order from day one that says, you know, in more legalese than this is not a thing. We will not no longer honor this because the way that aldermanic prerogative works is there's got to be compliance with the executive branch because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance and you make it a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly, and you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the New World Order and good governance, and then I think you have the Inspector General do some spot audits to make sure that there is real compliance.
They never call it government. They call it governance. And she's saying Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, that's it. At the low level, it's the grassroots control of zoning your life, making it impossible to live, making it impossible to have a small business. That's what all this is about. And now they're like, hey, you're not essential. Your small businesses ain't ever opening up. This is a power move. And she's right up there telling you the whole nine yards. When we come back, we're going to show you U.S. presidents, British prime ministers, German chancellors pledging themselves to the New World Order. Remember, this is not allowed to be seen anywhere. This is all being removed everywhere. Only man.video, only radio and TV stations that are still up and fighting a desperate defense of the Republic. Only you, as Paul Revere, can save us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so the mayor of Chicago puts out a video about how she took control of the bureaucracy and how she has executive power to rule everyone, arrest whoever she wants, and how they're using zoning to totally dominate everybody. That's Agenda 2020. June 2030 under the UN, and how it's the New World Order, which is the byword, not even the code word, for their world takeover. The first time New World Order was used was by H.G. Wells in British intelligence about 120 years ago, and then Hitler picked it up, and Hitler had a plan to kill H.G. Wells because he had a competing New World Order, and Hitler stole his New World Order plan. It's all insane. So that's why so much of the left's plan looks like Hitler. Because it was competing plans. And by the way, this is all mainline history. It's just it's not taught on, say, Discovery Channel or History Channel. So, and the communists being put in charge of Russia was just because Russia kept getting in the way of the British Empire and its New World Order. And they wrote about that, too. It's crazy when you read Bertrand Russell and all these guys being completely honest about how it works, and then Zbigniew Brzezinski and Carol Quigley later. And that's what's so frustrating is, folks, I'm telling you the battle plan. None of this is my opinion. It's, again, I don't have a crystal ball. This is a real group. John Harmon heard the head of the Kissinger group on the phone when he was screening the calls and had him on as a guest trying to get me to sell out. That's the only time, well, it's happened twice, where they didn't say, this is off record, this is a private meeting, you agree in confidence not to release it. You've seen the famous footage of the RNC 2004 when I run into David Gergen in New York. That's what we're talking about, Bohemian Grove, and he blows up and he goes, you've made an understanding, because they'll kill you over that. And it's weird rules. I'm not scared of them, but I don't make an agreement to have a secret meeting with somebody and then release the details of who they are. I will release what they said. He said, you had an understanding. And I went, no, I'm the guy that snuck in. He goes, oh, my gosh, you're that guy. And then he really blows up and gets in my face. So the point I'm getting at here is this is very, very real, folks. And this lady sold out, and she's on a power trip. She's an idiot. But here are world leaders, not just the mayor, talking about the world government, not rule of nations, rule by the UN, the WHO, now in charge of our lives, just like that. You see, it's all real. Here it is.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It is a big idea, a new world order, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it was a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
But today, with Asia already outproducing Europe, India and China are clearly becoming part of our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form for the first time in history
a truly global society.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. And we are absolutely slaves to central banks.
Whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly, and you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance, and then I think you have the inspector general do some spot audits to make sure that with the executive branch.
The new world order and executive power. The word dictator means dictate. That means executive. Now let me show you a really sick article from 2 days ago by George Soros. Alex Jones claims frontline coronavirus health workers are killing patients for eugenics. Well, what I said is the bioethics board set it up to say don't give them treatment, and they're putting people that have COVID-19 in nursing homes knowing it'll kill a bunch of people to boost the numbers. Hell, that's a big national scandal. UN officials suggest lockdown should continue. Isn't that just special? Yes, they never need to end. But then you've got the Michigan governor right here. Dem governors keep sending COVID patients to nursing homes, even though all the experts say don't do it. But they got to get those death numbers up. They got to create that fear. That's why almost all the deaths are old people, because they're dying of other things. They need them infected so they can say, oh, they tested positive, because it's coming out. They're saying everybody tests positive when they're not. This is a giant fraud, a giant hoax. Oh, but they told you you're a hero, so you've got to go along with it while the whole economy completely breaks down and causes mass death. I'm going to go to break. I've not even scratched the surface of how loaded for bear we are today. I'll tell you about the other big topics when we come back, but this is an attempt to bring down the economy worldwide. Trump is up there with Fauci wearing a mask, all part of the ridiculous hysteria. This is all part of monkey see, monkey do. It's all coming up. Don't forget, only today, Saturday and Sunday left. I think the biggest sales yet of the year. We won't have sales this big, something like maybe one day on Black Friday, until the Christmas sales. Ultimate krill oil, so good for you with that vitamin D3. It's the highest source you're going to find. 50% off. Survival Sold X2 back in stock, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breezes, $100 off retail. Incredible deal. Supermill Vitality back in stock, 35% off. Emirates Essentials hand sanitizer with essential oils, 50% off. Living Defense Plus back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that's the one you got to get for your mitochondria and your cells. That's the one I use. That's the most important. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Vaso Beats, 40% off. Real Red Bull Ribbon Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, 40% off. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And you got to get your orders in. We ship them the next day, unless it's a Saturday. But if you order on a Monday, it ships out on Tuesday. Get your orders in now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.